Azura, on Wednesday, I think there's going to be a partial eclipse of the sun, which will be observable here in Britain. Do you think there's any significance to this because we're being persecuted in Pakistan and that you're here?
No. It has no significance whatsoever. In fact, Azur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam categorically declared it that the eclipses of moon and sun have completely no bearing on the birth or death of anyone on this earth, however great he be. The only bearing which he has mentioned that moon and sun can have during their eclipses is their relationship to the coming and advent of Imam Mahdi. And that has been very clearly prescribed by him himself. So that is the only thing which has a bearing with the human relations. Otherwise, moons and suns, so how many they are, I don't know. They have no relationship to what's happening here, except for some scientific relationship. And that has also been mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَشَمْسِ وَزُحَاهَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَاتَحَاهَا, in that verse, at that surah. It says that whatever is happening in the universe has some effect on the life here, on the life of man. And the sum total of the entire universe goes towards making what we are here on earth. So that is a very wonderful declaration by the Holy Quran, which says that scientifically, the whole universe is related to an extent that the sum total of their energy and all they have, all they radiate, creates situations on earth which ultimately influence life. And that influence is carried forward until that life reaches the stage of man. And from that, Allah Ta'ala infers something and then goes on to point out to some aspects of human, evolution from then on, human progress. How you can make use of this phenomena and convert it to your own advantage.